Now, what do we need to do as a community to keep kids from going down that gang life?
Build relationships, man. That's the most important thing, and not judge them, because you don't know what their situation is. Like, you see a child and you see him on a street corner, mm-hmm. and you judge him off the bell because he's on the street corner. But you don't know why he's there, right. what led him to be there. None of the intricate pieces mm-hmm. of leading any person in any direction. If we don't know those, I feel that we don't have right to judge.
Well, like, we jump and we make assumptions.
Definitely.
But we've not been in somebody else's shoes. We don't know what drove them to where they've been driven to. And, I mean, like we were talking about before, it really comes down to survival.
Indeed.
And sometimes that's somebody's only choice.
Exactly. I mean, not to say it's their only choice. It's the only choice that surrounds them.
Sure. And sometimes it's a very attractive choice.
I mean, it can be depending on who's involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're around, like, I look at today's climate of the guys and the nature of the beast that's out here, and today when they're just killing and this gang, and they call it gang life, but to me this is like so frivolous. All it takes is the community to get involved and all this is done.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we're talking about children that don't have no direction.
Now, you were saying that somebody obviously has to want to change to walk away from the gang lifestyle. How successful have you been in, bringing folks out from that lifestyle?
I mean, I'm batting 100 at the time.
Great.
I'm batting 100. I haven't had one failure yet. I haven't had one guy that reverted back after he's been communicating and we've been building relationship. He's increasing change.
Okay.
They're elevating because they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different when they have it and want it and you can just lead them there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You don't have to force them because they already want it.
Now, in keeping somebody out, is it similar to, say, like Alcoholics Anonymous, where somebody's, you know, obviously going to meetings on a regular basis? Do you have, I mean, is there a structure maybe where you have sponsors or something like that to kind of check in and keep people accountable and make sure that they're staying on a positive path?
Right, I'm working towards that. Like, I'm a relatively new nonprofit organization, and you know, when you're a new kid on the block, it's hard for people to, you know what I mean, to really trust that you're going to do what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been doing is just, you know, I've been reaching out, but I've been self-funding. You
okay.
know, everything I've been doing on the back of myself.
Okay.
And me and Ms. Danielle have been just pushing the agenda. You
okay.
know, I'm the type of individual that when I have a vision and I have a passion and I move towards it, I don't really wait for people to decide if my passion is good enough for them.
Okay.
So my purpose in life is to be in tune with my creator and serve him by serving his people.
Okay. Now, recently we've had a number of shootings in Grand Rapids, and I came to know about you. You were at a press conference with Police Chief Belk. How many of these shootings do you feel are gang-related? I mean, do you think sometimes it's just kind of a blanket statement? People assume it's all gang-related? I mean, but you obviously, you know, kind of have your finger on the pulse of these things. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I think that, you know, they're not gang-related. You know, they all have their own purposes and reasons behind them.
Okay.
Like anything else, they're not just spontaneous murders.
Okay.
Murder is led up to.
Okay.
Unless you're like in Chicago, Detroit, where they're just affiliations or you got to do this to get inside the gang,
okay.
initiations. Like Grand Rapids is not that town, and we can prevent it from being that town.
Okay.
But we're in between two murder cities right now.
Right.
And these are the influxes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you look at Chicago's murder rate and you look at Detroit murder rate
mm-hmm.
and you look at Grand Rapids murder rate,
mm-hmm.
you can see that we're not even in comparison.
Right.
But it doesn't take much, 2 hours one way, 2 hours the other way,
right.
to change that whole condition.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be mindful that the community has to be protective of the streets, not just the police, because the police they only see one angle.
Right.
So we got to be mindful of that as well.
But you were saying earlier, kind of, you know, the Grand Rapids gangs are kind of their own entity, but would you see the Detroit and Chicago influence perhaps coming more into Grand Rapids?
Definitely. I see it. I mean, I feel it. I mean, the atmosphere is there. It's a lot of, and it's, you know, it's based on the music. Like, the kids are entrenched with the music. Like, the music is their teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that the music is teaching today is gang violence.
Okay.
And we're not making them accountable. Like, my objective is to make them accountable.
Okay.
Those that are talking about it, perpetuating it, because I understand that music is a medicine for the spirit.
Sure.
But it can also be this alcoholic poison.
It can be a bad medicine as well.
Definitely.
Now, you had gone to some of the community meetings with the police chief. What were some of the solutions that were being discussed, and do you feel that any of them are viable?
I mean, it was a multitude of solutions. I think they all are viable, and I think every angle and every entity has its own job to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everyone should be do things collectively at the end, but each individual is going to have their different relationship that they can entrench in new developments, bring new people on. So people got to use people and not misuse people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we fail to use people that we try to single out. And, you know, when you're trying to single out strong people, it's kind of difficult because then they start to muscle their way in.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be that way. It should be easy when everyone's on the same objective.
Right. It should be about the greater good.
Exactly.
The good of the community.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes egos get involved and judgments
sure.
get involved. Like, if you judge me from my paperwork, you got a different view of me if you never met me.
Okay.
And that's how people view you. If you view me in black and white, you're going to say I'm a... They called me a career criminal at 18,
mm-hmm.
just by paperwork. But I was, I was a heck of a young man, strived, just wanted. I might have chose a different path in life, but I don't feel like my spirit was corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have no proper guidance.
Right.
But they, the media, which does, convicted me as a career criminal without even any convictions as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that.
Right. And it's unfortunate that the media does that.
Definitely.
People need to look beyond those things.
Exactly.
Now, on TV, you discuss the importance of mentors. What makes someone a good mentor?
I mean, a person that understands the person that they're mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to understand the individual before you can help them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to first know yourself.
Right.
And be confident in who you are before you can help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, mentors really don't even believe in self, and they try to mentor other individuals that need guidance and help, but they still need guidance and help.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, it's difficult. You know, it's like a double-edged sword, because I think that mentors are so needed to be mentored themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still need to be mentored.
Sure.
Like, I still call on my mentors for advice
mm-hmm.
to go over things. Like, when you got in contact with me, I got right in contact with my mentors.
Mm-hmm.
I need, what do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
How should I go about this? These are the questions. How should I answer these?
Sure.
If you don't have that, which majority of them don't,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what check balances do you have?
Mm-hmm. Now, for you know, mentoring somebody who's, you know, thinking about going down the path of gang life or already in, is it better to have somebody who's been down that road before?
Definitely. That's what Life Connections is based on.
Sure.
It's teach a life, save a life.
Mm-hmm.
Experience is what keeps us connected. Like, our experiences connect us to whoever we are. Like, if I was to bring someone in here that does radio talk show hosting, you guys would connect because this is
correct.
What you guys do.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with anything else in life.
Mm-hmm.
You connect with who you connect with.
Sure. Now, if someone wants to connect with Life's Connections, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can log on to Life Connections, www.lifesconnections, Life's with a S, L-I-F-E-S, Connections, CONNECTIONS.org.
Okay. And what type of events do you guys have coming up that community members might be interested in?
I got the, we're looking for March the 9th, doing a tribute to the late, great Notorious B.I.G. and a good close friend of mine, Shaman Figgers, who both lost their life to senseless gun violence
mm-hmm.
and murder. And, you know, I want to celebrate their lives with the Stop the Violence Everywhere movement that we're pushing today. Like, the Stop the Violence Everywhere, we're trying to take everywhere. Because
mm-hmm.
violence is perpetuating communities, and innocent people are being targeted. And if the community don't get involved everywhere, we're not going to be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm doing that March the 9th at the Mosaic Space on 25 Division. It's a charitable event. Life sponsored by Life Connections. We're just trying to do fundraisers to sell. Like I said, I'm self-funding my projects.
Okay.
So I have to do what I have to do until people are willing to say, well, Taj, you're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
We're for you. We see you. I want to make everything transparent where people can see everything going, because I have a for-profit company as well. So what I do for my nonprofit is strictly for the nonprofit. Like, I don't want anything. I'm not looking for salaries. I'm looking to be able to pay those that deserve to be paid and help those that's needing to be helped.
Sure, sure. Now, you mentioned you've got kids yourself. Have you discussed with them, your past?
Definitely. I hid it for a while. Like, I didn't want my son, because he gravitates to negativity so fast. And I didn't want him to think that that was cool.
Okay.
Yep. So, I told him I was at school. But he is so smart and so inquisitive, he would ask. Mm-hmm. Like, I picked my brother up from prison, and I took my son and my daughter. And he had just did 20 years.
Mm.
And he had on the same outfit as I had on when they used to come visit me.
Okay.
So my son asked me, he said, "Daddy, why did Uncle Keith got on the same outfit as you had in the pictures?" And I say, "Man, I don't, you know, I get upset like he shouldn't ask the question."
Sure.
Who quit questioning me? But that shows me the importance of our influence on our children.
Mm-hmm.
They watch everything that you can only imagine that they see.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be mindful of the examples that we set.
Sure.
So I make sure my son sees the positive examples as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have to reinforce them to make him positive.
Sure.
My example is going to lead his path.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are looking for volunteers for Life's Connections?
Definitely. I'm looking for anybody that's willing to participate that can help the cause, the betterment of the city of Grand Rapids, to stop violence, to promote positive mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you can log on to www.lifesconnections.org, and you can sign up. It's a volunteer application on there. Just sign up, man. We're looking for all that's willing to help.
This is Paul Jędrzejczak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Thomas Taj Gillespie. At age 15, he joined the Wealthy Street Boys gang. Age 18, he went to prison. By 26, turned his life around. He's involved with Life's Connections, and he's helping give kids a positive direction and keep them out of the gang life. Thanks so much for joining me.
I appreciate you, Paul. Thank you.